Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The state of Florida is suing FEMA after an employee revealed that the agency avoided homes of Trump supporters when they were working in the field to provide hurricane relief. This worker, who has since been fired, said it was common practice.
This was the culture. They were already avoiding these homes based on community trends from hostile political encounters. It has nothing to do with the campaign sign. It just so happened to be part of the community trend. What's reprehensible is they're not being transparent. Why is this coming down on me? I am the person that jotted down the notes from my superiors.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody explains why she brought the lawsuit against FEMA so quickly.
She has used the term colossal when she talks about this avoidance policy. So I fully expect that this discrimination or violation of civil rights of Trump supporters extends beyond Florida, even to other states and affected areas. This is why I wanted to bring the suit so quickly, not only because we're still in the middle of hurricane season, and I don't want Trump supporters or any supporters of any political candidate to be discriminated against, quite frankly. But we want to make sure that, you know, this widespread policy is uncovered, if in fact what she's saying is true, and that we can stop it from happening. This is exactly what Trump has been saying all along. They're not just out to get me, they're out to get you, and I want to stop that. I want to rid that from our agencies. Florida's going to help him do that.
President-elect Donald Trump chooses several new cabinet members yesterday. Madeline Rivera has more from Washington.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination comes as no surprise. There were reports during the campaign that Kennedy could play a role in Trump's administration if he endorsed the former president, who is, of course, now the president-elect. President-elect Trump also picked former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins as Secretary of Veterans Affairs, his defense lawyer Todd Blanche as Deputy Attorney General, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary.
Might be something like Burgum. He's from North Dakota. He's going to be announced tomorrow for a very big position. He's going to head the Department of Interior, and he's going to be fantastic.
Trump has called for recess appointments to bypass Senate approval for his nominees.
A federal appeals court says Indiana can continue with its ban on the gender manipulation of minors. Chris Woodward has more.
The decision was 2-1, and judges said the restrictions are within the purview of the Indiana General Assembly. Micah Clark of AFA Indiana.
It's a great ruling for parents and for children because these procedures for gender-altering surgeries and drugs are untested and unproven. We don't know the long-term consequences for them.
Clark says Indiana already restricts things based on age. This is just one more area.
You cannot get a tattoo if you're under 18. You can't donate blood till you're 17. Can't drive a car till you're 16. The idea of cutting off healthy body parts because you have a mental issue is extreme. It's child abuse in my view. We don't take a person who's struggling with a body identity issue who thinks they're fat or has anorexia and give them liposuction because they think it would make them look better. By the same token, someone who's gender confused, who's a minor, shouldn't make a life-altering decision with something that's far more political than it is medical.
Thursday's ruling came after a February decision by the same appeals court to allow the law to go into effect. The ACLU is behind the legal challenges. I'm Chris Woodward.
The illegal alien who killed Georgia student Laken Riley goes on trial today after waiving his right to a jury trial. Chanley Painter has more.
The family of 22-year-old Laken Riley is expected to fill the gallery of the courtroom as prosecutors begin presenting evidence of how the nursing student was viciously attacked while out on a run the morning of February 22, 2023. The defendant, Jose Ibarra, has pleaded not guilty to 10 counts, including malice murder, felony murder, kidnapping, aggravated assault with intent to rape, among other charges, in an indictment that accuses him of hindering Riley's attempts to call 911 and concealing a jacket and gloves smeared with blood at the apartment where he lived with his brothers and a former roommate, all of whom were in the country illegally at the time.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.